Good meeting, as I mentioned earlier, tonight at Moonee Valley as well. They've got the three-year-old classic, the Alistair Clark, and Matt Kamani has got a very nice chance indeed. Didn't mind his run last start at Caulfield, and I think it'll be very hard to beat tonight. And it's always great to have a chat to Matt Kamani. How are you, Matty?
Morning. Very good. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Gee, I thought declares war. I know he's only been in your stable a short time, but he just lost his momentum coming to the turn at Caulfield, and I think that probably cost him a few lengths. Do you think he can turn the tables on the winner from the last meeting?
Yes, I think so. I think had we got the runs when we needed them last start, he might have been right up there, could have got second. I think the winner probably had the march on us, so I don't know how we would have fared against them if they'd gone head-to-head. But the winner certainly looks smart, and I think we'll be a difficult horse to beat tonight. But we both of us have a bit of a problem from the barrier. He's drawn 12 and we're 13. It's really a very difficult spot. We're probably going to have to be putting all our trust in Johnny Allen, who's a bit of a master, I think, at the Valley. The horse has won there before as well, but obviously in a much lower grade. But it's just definitely going to be a challenge.
You would imagine that you're just going to have to try and slot in or ride him a bit cool and make a run. You won't be pressing forward from out there, will you?
I don't think so, no. I think it's too difficult to go forward. It sounds like the favourite might be attempting to go forward by some of the reports I've read. But, you know, we're one outside of him. At best, we could follow him. But if we end up, you know, getting caught three or four wide, we're going to be in serious trouble, I think, to trip. And then you quickly find yourself 8-10 wide round the home turn and with very little time to do anything about it. So I almost feel like going to the back and even riding a bit for luck or just following the horses as they all move up and go wide and then making a decision at that point whether you nip inside if it looks like the gaps are coming up or you have to go wide and hopefully at the very best see him finishing strongly, looking like maybe a move up to 2,400 would suit him.
Well, he looks like the distance. This is his first go at the 2,000, but he looks like that's what he is wanting.
Exactly. Well, look, we've got, you know, he needs to really do this next step, but, you know, we've got 2,400 meter races in mind for him, and if he can, you know, if we might just have to say today, well, look, it might not work out for us from 13, but if we can have him finishing really strongly and looking like 2,400 will suit, then, you know, that may be best-case scenario from today. But the horse is really well. He's been galloping super. We're all really happy with him. And we're looking for, hopefully, a good result tonight.
You've got a good chance at Flemington tomorrow in the Grand Classic Final over 2,000, one of the toughest races we've ever seen. But we take Manhattan. He was good from the front last start. Is he trained on well?
He has, yes. He's in great shape. He's in perfect order. I'm a bit surprised by his place in the market, though, I have to say. You know, he ran a couple of good races in town, but we had to drop him out of town to get a nice win, and that came at Warrnambool. We are up in distance, which is certainly a bit of a question mark, and we've got a wide barrier. So I am a little bit surprised that I think he's second favourite at the moment, but, you know, hopefully he can match up to that and he's well and is a nice horse.
Well, wish you all the best tonight and tomorrow, Matty.
Great. Thanks a lot.